Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Chia Pets Audio Stories. You know, Easter is coming up fairly soon, I think the end of March, and we at our house, at the Chia Pets house, we've been doing a lot of praying and preparing our hearts for Easter, and we call this season the season of Lent. And right now, we've actually, like I said, we've been doing a lot of praying, listening to stories about Jesus, and preparing our hearts for Easter. And with that in mind, I'm going to read to you today a story called God Gave Us Easter. And it's by Lisa Tonbergen. And she's read some other God Gave Us stories that you might know. But because Easter is coming up, I thought we would read this story today. So find your comfy spot, curl up, and enjoy. I love Easter, little cub said.
Me too, Papa Bear said. It's even better than Christmas.
Better than Christmas? Why?
Because on Christmas we celebrate Jesus' birthday, but on Easter we remember we get to be with him forever.
Forever?
Forever. That's why God gave us Easter.
I like the Easter bunny, cried little cub's little sister. And candy, added little cub's little brother.
Easter bunny is like Santa, Papa Bear said. He reminds us of gifts and happy surprises in the morning. But God is the one who gave us Easter. Easter is part of a bigger story he had in mind for a long, long time.
How did God give us Easter, Papa?
See this egg, Papa Bear said? It's a symbol, helping us remember. Just like the shell cracks open and a chick comes out, we remember that Jesus was in a tomb. But he didn't stay dead.
He didn't?
No. Even death couldn't trap God's Son. He is life itself. And God loves us so much, he wants us to be with him always. We can see signs of his Easter plan all around us.
Little Cub and Papa went on a hike. They found a big tree that had fallen over in a storm.
God told his people that Jesus would come from one family, the root of Jesse, he was called. Jesse and his wife had children, and they had children, and they had children.
And one of them was Jesus?
Yes, little cub, all along, God knew he would give us Easter.
It's sad this big old tree fell down and died, little cub said.
Yes, Papa said. But when it did, it made room for new little trees to grow. See how the sun shines now without those big branches to block it? And how all the pine cones fell across the forest floor? These pine cones will spread their seeds, and baby trees will grow like this one. Out of death comes life. That's how God wants us to see Easter.
I still don't like dying.
Neither do I. We were born to love life. God loves life. But sometimes we have to let go of one thing so we can move on to another. For instance, think about this river. Where do rivers go, little cub?
To the ocean.
Little cub loved the ocean. Yes. The river ends, but it spreads into something even bigger. Heaven is like the ocean for us. Because God gave us Easter, we can be part of something bigger. And even though we talk to Jesus now, in heaven, we will see Jesus face to face.
Couldn't Jesus just have just waited for us in heaven?
A long time ago, God's children wouldn't listen to him. They didn't even believe in him anymore. It made God very sad and angry. He sent a huge flood to start anew with Noah and his family.
In that ark with polar bears?
And giraffes and monkeys and turtles.
And when the
flood was gone, God promised never to send another one.
Phew, Little Cub said with relief. That's good. Little Cub liked water, but she liked land too.
It is good. After the flood, God gave us a rainbow as a sign of his promise. But when his children, who said they followed him, were disobedient again, he had to find a way to keep us connected once and for all. God wants nothing more than to be close to us, his children. So, Jesus keeps the promise we broke, Little Cub. And because of him, God forgives us when we make bad choices.
All of us?
Everyone who believes in him. That's how God gave us Easter.
Do you talk to Jesus, Papa?
Every day, Papa Bear said. All day.
Does he talk back?
In a way, it's like he whispers in my heart.
In your heart? I thought we listened with our ears.
We do. But to hear Jesus, it takes a special kind of listening.
Little Cub was silent for the rest of the walk home. She was trying to listen with her heart. She listened and listened and listened. That night, as Papa and Mama tucked her into bed, she was still listening. And as her parents kissed her and hugged her, she turned over and remembered she was God's child too. And in that moment, she felt comfy, cozy, and cared for, almost as if Jesus had whispered, "I love you," in her heart.
"I love you too, Jesus," Little Cub whispered. "Thanks for giving us Easter."
The next morning, Little Cub said,
"Papa, I think I heard God last night."
"You did?" he said, putting his arm around her. "Well, that's the best Easter present ever. What did he say?"
"I love you."
Those are good words. Perfect words. And they really are what Easter is all about.
The end. Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that story. God gave us Easter. And even if your family isn't Christian or doesn't practice Easter in the same way that our family does, that's okay. We know that we are loved and you are loved, and the Chia Pets and I will be praying for all of you. So we ask that you pray for us if you pray. And until next time, my friends, stay safe and God bless you.